Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I thought we'd start off a little differently. My favorite. Way to start any day, any show, anything that I'm doing. You know, yeah, Luciano motivates me. You know, his words are inspiring. He's thoughtful. He's very talented. And so it's appropriate that Luciano is the way we start the show today. You know, listening to, asking for help, asking for strength. And the word for today is motivation. What motivates you? What gets you going? And I thought it would be great for us to kind of look at and try to digest, what is motivation anyway? There's so much going on in all our lives. You know, from one day to the next, there's just so much going on. But what keeps us going? What really keeps us going? And so I wanted us to kind of sit and take a moment, a half hour, to talk about what motivation means, what it is, and how do we sustain it consistently. That was our word last week. But how do we sustain motivation in a consistent way? Remember, this show is live, and you can call in on 619-639-4621. The show is on for a half hour from 3:30 to 4. And I talked a little bit about this last week, but this show is something that I'm really committed to doing, really motivated to do, because I think it's an important conversation that needs to be had about anything that and everything that contributes to a sounder mental and emotional state. And so that's what this is about. So, you know, I want to introduce topics and conversation that help us to ponder that and to take just that moment to think, not about anything else, but just about that. So, you know, in looking at motivation today, I thought we would define it. You know, so what is motivation? I see motivation as anything that guides you, that inspires you to maintain behavior that's focused on a goal. So anything that sustains your attention and abilities to focus on a goal is your motivation. So if you get up to get something to drink, it's because you're motivated by the fact that you're thirsty, right? If you're motivated to go to school or to go back to school, it's because you think, well, you know, I could stand to learn, or I'll get a better job, or I'll earn more money, something has to inspire the thought that that action, that thought, that behavior will cause something else to happen. And that's the motivator. That's what moves you to take that action. So it involves a lot of stuff, though. Motivation, you know, it's an emotional factor. It has a biological factor. It has, you know, thinking, cognitive factors. And it, you know, it all of those things work together to inspire us to want to do something, to give us a reason to want to do something. And so when I think about motivation for me, for example, just thinking about being motivated to do this show, what's the payoff for me? I feel like I'm doing good. It's an outlet for me to share information. It's an opportunity for me to encourage a conversation about what I feel are important topics. And so that's what motivates me. You know, it's helpful. It's helpful to, you know, sit and think about or talk about these things that I think about a lot. And, you know, I know that I'm not the only one, that we all perhaps have challenges in our lives, and I certainly do. You know, there are some aspects of my life that are very, very challenging. I'm not going to be ungrateful. Most of my life is really good, really good. Like, I couldn't complain even if I wanted to. But some, you know, the factors in my life that are just, some days they whoop my butt. They really whoop my butt. And it's not like you could just get rid of it or think differently, because some of the actions that's required is not my action, you know. And so it's difficult when all the factors are not dependent on your actions, on what you can do. So I'm motivated to have everything go well in my life. But despite that, I'm not able to, because I don't control all of those things. So I thought we would, you know, take a closer look at motivation and look at the theories behind motivation. Because I think that, you know, especially when it comes to psychology and mental health, there are usually a lot of theories behind these, and I like to kind of explore the theory, at least to some degree. So one of the first theories when we talk about motivation is the incentive theory, which suggests that people are motivated to engage in any kind of behavior because of the external rewards that they can have. And we just talked a little bit, gave some examples about that. So that's the incentive theory. So you get up to get yourself a drink of water because you're thirsty. You go to work because you want to be paid. So all those things are incentives. You do it because of the incentive. You know, even though it may have other disincentives or other factors that impact you and not so positively. So you could go to work to be paid, but you could be unhappy at work, which might erode some of that motivation that you have about going to work, and you find other ways to compensate that. But the incentive of going to work to get paid, you know, drives your motivation to go to work. I'm sorry, my throat is a little itchy. I don't know. So, you know, and it's kind of like a conditioning idea when you think about it, right? So you go, you know, you get paid, even though things are not perfect or things may be, you know, uncomfortable in some ways, you still keep going back because the strongest motivation that you have is to get paid, or the strongest motivation that you have is not to be homeless or to be able to pay your bills. Those are the things that are motivating you. And so it overrides everything else. You know, that idea, that motivation overrides everything else. The other theory that, you know, exists when we talk about motivation is this theory of the drive theory. And I'm going to read a little bit. It says, people are motivated to take certain actions in order to reduce the internal tension that is caused by unmet needs. So, you know, you may be the water, maybe, you know, one, because you're trying to reduce the discomfort of being thirsty and to satisfy that need for something to drink. So that example could actually meet, you know, both theories. But we think about, for example, how, you know, you're motivated to change your job because the discomfort that you feel in the particular job may exceed the pleasure that you get from being paid, no matter how well you're being paid. Because, you know, if you are uncomfortable or you are anxious or you have other feelings that's generated from going to this particular job, then you may be motivated to change that, right? So, you know, it's really important to understand where motivation comes from, you know, where, you know, what drives it, and how do you decide, you know, what's driving your motivation? How do you decide, you know, what's the goal that's at the top of your agenda, and then what is driving your motivation towards that goal? What is it that you want to accomplish? And we go back to, how do we work on becoming our best selves, right? If that's the overarching goal that we're working on, whatever that means for you, then what's driving you and how do you do that? What are the changes that need to be made in order for you to achieve that goal? And so that's what I want us to kind of think about, you know, to think about, okay, maybe I'm not always pleasant to my spouse. Or maybe I'm not always patient with my children. Or maybe I'm, you know, annoyed with my family, and that's what comes out more. If you are motivated to have a better relationship with these folks, then that might require some changes on your part. That might require some changes on your part. What would that change look like? You know, would it mean that you change how you respond to the aggravation of your family? Would it mean that you may be kinder to your spouse? And would it mean that you may need to put some other things on hold? Maybe the laundry takes second place or cooking takes second place to spending time with your child so that you can exercise more patience. And so these are the things that we want to kind of, you know, explore is, you know, how do we do things? You know, why are we doing things? What is our desire? What is the goal that we want to achieve? I think it's just, you know, just to kind of pause to think about that. You know, to think about, I am motivated. What am I motivated to do? I'm motivated, like this morning, for example. I've been thinking about that. I was going to go to church today. I woke up and I was thinking, okay, I'm not sure which church I wanted to go to. I'm Presbyterian, but I haven't been so attentive at the Presbyterian church recently. And there are other ministers that I like to hear. So I thought, okay, where would I go first? And I left it literally till the last minute almost before I decided, okay, I would go to Grace to hear the message there, and then I would still go to Presbyterian. And so that's what I did. But I was motivated today to kind of seek out comfort in that way for myself, to seek out, you know, to hear or to have hopeful messages poured into me. And I did. I got really hopeful messages today, you know, and every time I go, every time I experience, you know, when I have these Sunday experiences in church, you know, sometimes you read things that you've heard many, many times, and then you hear them again in a fresh way. And that's motivating. because we're going to have to sustain ourselves for another week. God knows the weeks are going so quickly. But yeah, we have to motivate and sustain ourselves for another week. And how do we do that? How do we keep our energy up? How do we keep our hope up? How do we keep our sense of purpose alive in the midst of everything else that's happening? And like I said before, I know I'm not the only one that's struggling with something. We're all struggling with different things. And so how do you sustain your motivation, sustain your sense of self and your hope while you struggle with things and still be focused on your job and still be focused on being present in your relationships and in your life? How do you do that? How do you sustain your motivation? Faith, I think, plays an important role in that, you know. Faith, I think, plays a really important role in sustaining your sense of purpose, sense of hope, and your motivation. And I think it's really important to understand that that positive sense of hope is critical in supporting that level of motivation. You know, I tell people all the time, as part of my professional life, I say it's really important to breathe all the time. You know, it's really important to breathe. So how do you know, it's a way to recharge. And I do it a lot, you know, as a social worker, I do it a lot. People will come in and they will be harried or upset or agitated, and I'll say, let's just take the time to breathe. You know, mindful breathing is what I call it. And it's just a matter of sitting down and taking a couple breaths. You know, the research says it takes at least 10 breaths for it to have, you know, any kind of meaningful effect. But I think, you know, I will see ourselves do it at different times in the day. You'll just kind of take this big, deep breath, something called a sigh, but it's big, deep breath, which is, you know, might be an indication to you that you just need to sit down and breathe. So that's what I want to encourage folks to do, is to take the time to breathe, because I think it's an opportunity to recharge, it's an opportunity to reconnect, and it's just an opportunity to take a minute to step back, you know, to pause. You know, I say, for example, when we're getting ready to breathe, I say, I'm going to count back, and let's do it now. I'm going to count back slowly from 10. 10, 9, 8, and I'll count back from 10, and I'll just say, take a breath in. You breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, but just a gentle, cleansing, calm breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth, you know, and it's sometimes difficult to not focus on whatever it is that's bothering you or whatever it is that's agitating you, because those thoughts often just flood the mind. But when you're breathing and sustaining that breath, it's really important to try to, you know, to release that, to let whatever those thoughts are that come, that are intrusive, to let them just go through you, not to fight them, but just to let them flow through you. I say the image that I create for my consumers is that let it be like clouds floating across the sky. Just let it float through you and float through your mind. Because things can distract you. Things can hold you back, your thoughts especially, you know, and that those factors eat away at your ability to remain focused, to remain goal inspired, you know. It really does. It really eats away at your ability to say, you know, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm doing. And I'm going to do it despite what's going on, despite the fact that I have challenges. That's not always easy. That's not always easy. And so the talk, the internal dialogue that's happening has to be one of really focused on, okay, this is my goal, and this is what I want to do. And in spite of the fact that X is happening, I have to remain present, and I have to put energy into focusing on my goal. Another thing that I teach is the idea of cognitive reframing. Reframing your thoughts around, you know, whatever it is that's happening, so that it's not swallowed up by the negative. It's not swallowed up by, you know, are overwhelmed by something that's happening that's not of your making. And even I have to remind myself of that all the time, because there's so many things that are not of my making. Well, not directly of my making, but they affect my life. They affect how motivated I remain. And it's not easy. So, you know, how do we sustain motivation? You know, what's the method that you use to sustain your motivation? Is it prayer? Is it music? Is it exercise? Is it food? You know, what do you use to sustain your motivation? I think it's really important to think about, you know, what do I want to do? You know, what do I want to do to sustain my motivation? How do I want to make sure that I can keep focused on my goal and then work at it incrementally every day? And that's, I think, one of the ways to do that is to be incremental in working towards your goal, is to recognize that you're not, you know, it may not be achieved all at once. You know, it may not be achieved in a short term, but if you keep working at it, you will be able to achieve it, especially if it's an achievable goal and if it's one where you've defined the steps as to how to get there. So I think understanding that, you know, if you say, I want to be my own boss, for example, you know, you have to define the steps of getting there. You have to make sure you have the skills and you're prepared to do that and you understand all the elements that go into this idea of being your own boss. Do you have a business idea that's, you know, that's sustainable? So I think that's really important. But starting incrementally, focusing on your goal, sharing it. I think sharing your motivation, saying this is what I really want to achieve, and sharing it with people who you trust and who you know care about you, is really important. And then not overwhelming yourself. You know, when you're with your motivation, it's really important to make sure that your goals are not too much. That it's, you know, it's in achievable pieces. And then maintaining your enthusiasm. You know, maintaining your enthusiasm becomes a really important part of sustaining your motivation. You know, you have to feed that motivation. You know, you have to feed it. And seeing it, reminding yourself of it every day, of what it is that you want to achieve and why that's important to you. And that positive self-talk is really important. Sustaining that positive self-talk, even when others may not believe in you or cannot see what you see, that they don't necessarily have to see it for you to achieve it. So I think that's an important consideration as well. But I think, you know, being motivated about whatever it is, whether it's losing weight, running a marathon, getting a new job, starting a new business, getting a spouse, getting married, having children, you know, buying a house, going back to school, graduating school, whatever it is that's motivating you, I think it's really important to work on sustaining that, to surround yourself with people who, you know, are credible and kind and who can understand that. So, you know, let's recharge. Let's be positive about it and understand that motivation is one of those elements that we don't think about a lot, but it's the why of what we do. Why do we do what we do? Why are we doing that? And so motivation is really about change, you know. Motivation is really about change. And that's going to be our next topic next week. It'll be about change. So, till next time, thank you for listening, and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussions Delia, or like our Facebook page, Delia Positively Speaking. See you next week. Peace and blessings.